Hey everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
It's time. It's time to take over with some Huda galore. Stay tuned as we chat episodes 1 and 2 of Huda Buzz.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yay! Yay! We made it! I feel so fresh right now. That horn, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah,
it's the launch of something great. It's the launch of something that we've been waiting for since forever. Hey everyone, welcome Huda Beauties. I feel like I can call you guys Huda Beauties. Welcome to the After Show here at AfterBuzz TV for Huda Boss. I am joined by my lovely co-host. Here. Let's start off with Louisa Sharmatian. She is our Persian princess, aka enthusiast and sisters, I feel, of both Huda and Mona, right?
Both, but just to add, Armenian princess.
What did Persian. I say? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Armenian yes. princess. Yeah, we need to get that together. And right next to her, we have Alicona.
What up?
Bradford. Yeah. She is a makeup artist here in LA and a huge woman empowerment enthusiast. Mm-hmm. She gives me all of these girl boss vibes.
Yes, you do, girl.
I love this. And we also have Crystal joining our panel. She will definitely be here on Thursday to cover episode 3. We are extremely excited because not only are we, and I'm Maite Carrillo. I am a fashion enthusiast and I'm also a lover of reality TV. So the drama that happened in episode 1 and 2, I'm definitely down with it and I'm feeling it and I'm loving it. But let's start off chatting a little bit. Oh, actually, before I forget, we have Louisa with our live chat. So if you guys want to chime in, join the conversation, let us know
right now
because we just have so many things that we want to chat about. We also have our news and gossip. Alicona will be definitely chatting with that later on. And we have a special segment and our top 3 moments that you don't want to miss. But ladies, overall thoughts on episodes 1 and 2.
Oh, gosh.
Who wants to dig in first?
You can dig in.
Because if I dig in, it's going to get deep.
Hey, I'll take it deeper.
You okay with that?
I'll take it deeper.
Okay, Alicona.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want to say I love the episode. I love getting the behind the scenes of what's going on. But you mentioned I like the girl boss. I like watching because I want to see how everything is being done. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I have a but in there. I love the portrayal of the strong women, but when we weave the reality aspect into it and we see behind the scenes, I did feel like Mona was kind of getting the bad card in the fact that we're talking about her relationship with her dude, and it's sort of making her look like she's real naive as far as getting engaged after 8 months. Yeah. And I know there's like a lot of the cultural aspect in it as well, but I want to see these women as bosses all the way around and not played up to be like a little bit naive or ditzy in certain aspects of their life.
So for me, I think this season is a bit more real and authentic. I think the first season they were just trying to get around, you know, filming a show as a family, and I think this season they're really taking us into their lives. And I have to say, I love Mona's new relationship because I relate to her. In season 1, we saw how she had pressure from family. Her dad would say, you know, get married, get your own life, you know, your parents are not going to be alive forever. And she's like, Dad, you know, let me breathe. I trust in the universe. Whatever is mine is going to be mine. I just love how she's so pro-dom. You know, they met on Twitter.
On Tinder. Girl,
And you know what? That's amazing because sometimes Tinder had like this weird bad rep, how it's like this booty call place. Yeah. Not anymore. Clearly, you can find a husband on there.
Well, maybe in Dubai. It works in Dubai.
Yeah, right. In LA. girl, Mona, it does not work here in LA.
It does not work here in LA.
But I love how real she is. She wanted love at the same time. She's balancing her own business, you guys. She has Dollhouse, this really prestigious salon in Dubai. So she's trying to be this boss babe for Huda. But she's like, Huda, wait, you know, I still want to pay attention to my little baby.
Right.
And just the whole aspect of Chris being in there, you know, trying to be this boss husband, trying to mingle. But I just loved it.
Chris was actually a really good point. I felt like for episode one, he was being a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a big fan of it. But we're gonna dig in into episode one. I kind of want to break it down because we are breaking down two episodes. As you mentioned, Louisa, you know, Dom was brought into the picture. Everything is moving really quickly between them. They dated for 8 months. Ooh. And then after 8 months, bam, he popped the question. Now, between them two, he seems like he's absolutely ready to move in with her family. What do we think about this whole their relationship and her moving everything from her perfume room and saying, if she's willing to give up all that perfume, I don't think she's giving it up, but she's taking that room out, everything that she has, and making room for him. What do we think about that?
It's common in Middle Eastern families, you know, even in my Armenian culture, sometimes when, you know, couples get married, sometimes they do move in with the in-laws, sometimes they have their own place, but I'm not surprised. Maybe in their case, because you guys, they have a mansion, they have a house.
Right.
Let's keep it all together in the you know, all in the family.
But
I have to say, Dom, you know, wants to have conversations with the dad that might be across the room. That's a bit too much. Right. You know, I think as newlyweds, you want your own space. You want your own curtains.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually did think it was kind of comical because she's I cleared out my perfume room.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, and I felt like maybe I'm the only one that felt this, but when she was talking about moving in with her parents, I feel like there was a little bit of silence, like a chirp. I'm so excited.
Well, he converted to Islam.
Which is crazy.
That's huge.
He converted to Islam. It was just one thing after another. Like, first it was, okay, let's move into my parents. Next thing is, like, converted to Islam. Then after, they want to get married in 10 weeks. Like, this is a lot.
Well, maybe they don't want to waste time. Maybe she's like, you know, I want kids. Let me, you know, start trying. And there's this caption that, there's this quote that says, once you find the person of your life, you just want to start your life together. Mm. So maybe they don't want to waste time, right?
I feel like you don't really know someone until you actually move in with them. And then you see certain things that you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
You know, so but really quick, not to change the topic, but I do want to say a big congrats to her because they started off the season and she lost like 30 something pounds.
Gorgeous. Amazing.
I was oh my God, get it.
She looks amazing.
I mean, she was amazing before too, but you know, now I think she does the keto diet. And which I've heard such great things about the keto
Crystal
diet.
Does a keto diet.
I know Crystal does do the keto. We'll find out on Thursday. But dude, she looks amazing.
So Louisa, you ran into both of them. You interviewed both of them.
Yes, I did.
You saw them in actual person. Like you could have easily touched them, which you did, and you took pictures.
Yeah.
Did she look that amazing? I felt like she looked a lot thinner based on the pictures.
Both of them were glowing, just real life Barbie dolls, beautiful, extreme in shape. Makeup was glowing, so humble, so personal. You know, I just feel like they were walking down the pink carpet. They stopped by everyone and they just, you know, they talked to everyone. It was just all love. Like BeautyCon is where everyone is celebrated.
Yeah.
And you should have seen how Huda kind of like, she found fans in the crowd. She's like, oh my God, what's your Instagram? Let me post you. Like, you know, that's a big deal for these people. And it's just amazing.
They start off on Instagram.
They did.
They have to keep that going.
You guys, they did.
Before we move on to our next topic, we have Louisa wanting to share some cute tidbits with everyone.
Yes. You know, we love AfterBuzz TV, and we love that you guys take the time to tune in and watch. And we are basically, the ESPN of TV talk. Mm-hmm. But for us to keep thriving and doing what we love, you guys have to keep on liking our posts, commenting, and subscribing. We're on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. I always say this. We are a buffet of TV shows.
Yeah.
Whether it's reality, drama, horror, whatever it is that you like, tune in, subscribe. And a special shout out to Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro for creating this beautiful platform that people like us can come together and just do what we love and learn and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so blessed and thankful.
Yes, we love to hear your feedback. We'll be giving our social medias at the end of the show. So, you know, just to keep the conversation going, because We love to hear from you guys, and we love to give you a shout out as well as the episodes progress, because we still have some, you know, a few little episodes more left in the season too. I love that during this episode, she has a question and then she has a pro tip. And I feel like this is like your one-on-one time to get to know Huda and everything. The question for episode one was, what's the one part of your makeup routine you can't live without? So I want to ask you both, what is one part of your makeup routine you can't live without?
Oh, gosh. Eyelashes. My strips. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I don't leave the house without my lashes.
Yeah, girl, your lashes are fierce.
Yeah, that's like one thing. Yeah.
You guys are laughing at me because I'm like, my brows. But yeah. Like, girl, let me tell you, I sometimes sleep with them on. Like, this is so terrible because, like, I live with my boyfriend, right? And he's like, I always sleep with my eyebrows on. Did you want to, like, show me? I'm like, no. And then they stay on. They come off in the shower, and the door is locked, and then I put them back on. Brows. Yeah.
Your eyebrows look very impact.
Is it microbladed?
Thank you. No, it's all drawn in, girl.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Let me just say that's it looks immaculate. Yeah.
Well, how about you?
I can't live without mascara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at a brunch this past weekend, and I forgot my mascara. I went out to go buy some.
Girl.
You just don't look the same.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Girl, I'm Asian. I look real tired if I don't have mascara on.
I don't leave my house without my eyelash glue and a pair of lashes, so.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference, I'm telling you.
It does.
Our pro tip will be part of our special segment, so you guys might want to, you know, continue on and watch us and see what our pro tip is for this episode. Let's chat a little bit about Huda's husband. We chat a little bit about him earlier. I said he was a Debbie Downer. He goes after Huda and says, you know what? We're not making any money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're not really doing anything that's giving us some profit. And then he put the word out of bankruptcy.
That seemed dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
was that necessary?
No.
No, here's the thing. I think because Huda holds so much of the creative and has... You know, she wears the hat of mostly everything, where she can, you know, decide what to spend the money on and what kind of chemicals go in, what product. And he's probably like, you know what, hold back a bit. Let's try to make some money off of this before you take us down. He's like, your creativity is costing us. So he's like the smart, I don't want to say smart one. He's just the person who kind of calms it down a bit and creates a more smarter atmosphere, I want to say, kind of.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah. I was just going to say, the thing about Huda that's great is the fact that, okay, first of all, her background, she had talked about the fact that she didn't have a lot of money growing up, and her and her sister love makeup, but they couldn't even afford sometimes at the drugstore. Right. So one of the things she's passionate about is having super high quality, excellent makeup, but at an affordable price. And that means she's also willing to take the loss on her end, so that way she can spread the love on the other end.
Yeah.
And I think her husband's like, cute idea, but if we want to survive, you have to bend a little.
They go to Italy to get product for their concealer, and they get, you know, high, like, VIP quality of products that she said, don't do this as a makeup company, because you will lose money.
Right.
Right.
She mentioned that, I lost my train of thought. She said something, when she was talking about being creative, she's like, I need to be creative. It's what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then it made me think, like, oh man, she's done so much, and yet she doesn't feel like she's gotten to the point where she's like, I am so creative, I can do whatever I want. Like, imagine what she could do if money was not an option.
Right.
Oh my gosh. And I think artists at that level, they achieve so much different types of success, but they want more. Like, they want more. Like Picasso. Everyone, you want more.
Right.
There's no limit.
I think also, too, though, when you are a creative person, like, you're dead if you're not creating. If that makes sense.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as an artist, speaking, like, for me as an artist, I'm like, yeah, I love creativity and I love making stuff. But then if you want to talk to me about business, I'm like, ooh, I'm right-brained.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably her thing, too. You know, she has such a passion and a love for makeup that
But do you think her husband...
right-brained, too.
Do you think her husband understands that?
You know, they've been together for such a long time.
True.
So... he's going with it, but at the same time, I think the more logistics behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's trying to hold it out together, saying, dude, we need an office in LA.
Right.
We can't operate anymore from Dubai. So he's just trying to, you know, make it work and make her happy. And at the same, if she wants to put all that money in product, then that's what she's going to do.
Yeah. I mean, she's been able to take it so far.
Right.
And
she likes to have control, too.
Yeah.
You can tell she needs to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Her and her love sister. That about her.
Yeah.
What do we think about their chemistry for this episode one? Before we jump into episode two, Do we have anybody in our live chat that has joined
in? So, not yet.
Okay.
Oh. We're waiting for Huda. Okay. Huda, I know it's late in Dubai.
Yes.
Huda and Mona. Mona, can you wake up, please?
Yeah, and join in, you know, say, hey, what's up, girl?
But so far, but it is our first time for this episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to come back Thursday night, which is our regular slot at 7 p.m. So hopefully you guys will join us in that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we think about their chemistry between both sisters?
They're different.
Are we, okay, are we liking them? Do we feel the love between both of them? Episode one.
I feel the honesty between them. If that makes sense. I mean,
you know, here's the thing. Mona reminds me so much of myself. I feel like she's a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Believes a lot kind of in the universe and what the universe will bring versus Huda's like, go, go, go. You make your reality. You make your life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes when Mona wants to be sexy and fun, Huda is very conservative. I feel like Huda's like, no, your boobs are too out. Like, I love how different they are in that way.
Yeah.
So cute. Both are so different. I feel like she tries to not control her life, but she's like, you know, Mona, you might be someone that's too nice to guys. You should probably stop doing that. Mm-hmm. So she's just being a big sister.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it.
I'm just not a fan. I felt like for episode one, I felt like Huda tried too much digging into their relationship between Mona and Dom. Like, I just felt like she was focusing more of her attention on that. And she was coming up with certain questions that were, I don't know. I feel like Huda already likes Dom. That's what I feel.
But then if you like someone, would you invite them only for half a trip to LA?
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that.
Send him back home.
Yes. Send him back home.
Yeah.
Bye. Kidding. No. Let's talk about this trip to LA. So we know more about Dom. He does timber trading in Russia, but Dubai is his hometown. Mm-hmm. I found that interesting because the entire time I was like, I wonder what he does for a living.
Timber trading.
So we're caught in the conversation between both sisters, and Huda says, well, I want to bring Dom into this trip to LA. It's a 14-day trip. Huda's like, I'm on a roll every single day. Question is, was it a good idea for Mona to say, I want to bring Dom into this trip just so that they can bond?
No. Like, that is not an appropriate time to bond. You're trying to get business taken care of. You're going to LA. You're only there for a certain amount of time, and you're managing a $1 billion business, and you want to bring your dude? Like, what?
LA is not to play, Huda said. You know, it's kind of like fashion week for her. She has 2 weeks worth of outfits she's packing. You know, for God's sake, they rent a room just for her clothes. Like, this is just business. She's here for press, for interviews, to promote her show. Mm-hmm. You know, ain't no time to kind of get acquainted with a new brother-in-law.
Right. And then feel like a butthole because you say no. Yeah. Then you look like the jerk.
Yeah.
Put me in that position.
Yeah.
But Mona, I get her because I love her so much. She wants love and she's such a hopeless romantic and she wants her man to be with her in LA. So it's like, why not? You know, I want to cuddle with someone. I want a selfie with someone.
Yeah, but you go on a family trip for that. Or
do
you just go on a certain, you plan a vacation out. But I feel like both sisters have always been attached to the hip. So everything, they kind of work as a team. So I feel like maybe Huda was like, please don't do this to me. Like, now it's going to be total chaos because I'm sure they both want to do their own things together, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you mentioned, though, that you think that Huda already does like him, but do you think that there's also the protective aspect of it, too? Because even though he's a timber trader, I don't know if it mentioned, does he own the business or he just work for them? Because if I was worth $610 million and some dude proposed to my sister after 8 months, I'd be like, but really, what is your motive?
Oh, I get it.
Like, cool, you're nice, but to get married like that's like, is there something else going on?
So do you think he did like research on her and found out who she was?
I mean, do you have to research much?
Like, how much she's like worth?
I Google people.
I Google people.
You're gonna date somebody.
Well,
you want to know
on Instagram? I go way deep. Down
I know
there.
You do. Luisa is in case you don't know, everybody, Luisa is a social media queen. She can run social media like this in her finger. But it's interesting because I feel like as the episodes go on, we're definitely going to be able to see more of that chemistry between Huda and Dom. Do you think they'll be able to get along?
You know, you kind of have a good point. What if what if he's in there just for the fame or the status?
Yeah.
It does look kind of, like, to me, I can tell he loves her, but we can still be skeptical, you know?
Right.
It's a bit new.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as a sister,
yeah,
and your younger sister is getting involved with someone, and of course, younger, you're going to be protective, and just all those things you're going to think.
I mean, didn't think about that.
And also, Huda did say, like, don't compare yourself to me and Chris. We knew each other since kids, and we just kind of, it happened.
Right.
Versus meeting, you know, someone now, look at who you are as a status and your family. You know, who knows what his motive is. So
exactly.
Sorry, Dom. It is what it is, but we're, you know, we have to fill you out a bit.
Yeah, right. Totally. What is what it is. Yeah. Are all of these amazing people that Huda has on her team. We get to meet Justina, which she's the VP of Product Development. Yes. I love these little meetings that they have.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm part of it.
I love it.
And I love the hashtags. I love, you know, these little roll calls where they have, like, the meeting coming through as if you're on your laptop. They start talking about the biggest global launch of 2019, which is their eyeliner. It's called the Lifeliner.
Yes.
So it's one-sided liquid and one-sided pencil. Now, Ali Kona, you are, you know, you're a makeup artist. What do you think about this whole one, like, double-sided?
I mean, I think it's pretty brilliant because you always use the two together. Now, Huda does a little differently than I do because she puts her pencil liner on first and her liquid on top, which gives a little bit more richness, but for me, like, I just like the pencil to go in my waterline so that way that's seamless between my lash and the top of the skin, and if it stays on, even better, because you know how many eyeliners, even with primer, like, by the end of the day, it's like under here and stuff. So, and that was one of the issues they were having, as far as like, it was so good they couldn't get it off. So that's a little bit of an issue too, but at the end of the day, I think it's a great product.
Yeah. Do you like the idea though, of the dual?
Yes and no. Only because I know that I will run out of my pencil liner way before I'm gonna run out of my liquid. That's the only thing.
Okay, so that's great.
That's
feedback.
A good one. Yeah. What do you think, Louisa?
I mean, I never use pencil on top. It's always liquid.
Yeah.
And I struggle, Huda. I struggle. Don't zoom in now. But I always YouTube her stuff. And recently she had posted this tutorial for the eyeliner that she used to post it. So I want to try to play with that. I love the launch. It's incredible. You have to have eyeliner. And she talks about how, I think it's vinyl, and how that's the most.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, waterproof eyeliner, any brand generally does have that vinyl. I'm not quite sure why chemically they do that.
Yeah.
But anything that is matte, it's beautiful. And it's more flattering for someone who's got more mature skin.
Right.
But that always either ends up here, or it's the stuff that does crumble and you have the little crumbs here. So if you accidentally do one of these, you're like,
God. And you're screwed.
So what she is tackling is, like, legit. And just to add to your Post-it thing, I think Post-its are cool, but they are paper. So if you're one of those people who, like, has to do a few different layers, that might drip through the paper. So I just use Scotch tape.
Scotch tape before.
Yeah. I've never used, I just stopped using eyeliner as much because I felt like I was using it way too much, and now I'm missing it. So, but I stick with one brand and I just use one,
Which
brand?
Which is Kat Von D's.
Oh,
okay,
I love her eyeliner.
I've used that one.
Right, but I'm looking forward to using this one.
Girl, we're gonna use a Huda one.
We're gonna use Huda's because she's she's so excited about it, and she's talking about this big launch that she has, which is definitely going to be a game changer. I feel like all of her products are game changers.
You guys.
Louisa, you brought us some of her best products.
I did, you guys. So,
can you chat with us a little bit about these products,
absolutely,
please?
So on my face currently,
yes,
I'm not joking, I ta-da!
Bless us with that.
the new nude eyeshadow palette. Mm-hmm. And you guys, these colors, I mean, it's like marble.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if you guys can see, but look how beautiful, and it's just shiny.
It's right here.
Right over there.
Find it, girl. Find it.
Right over here. Yeah. I specifically use Secret and Play. And on my inner corners, I use Charmed. It's just glistening. Oh, my God.
But Huda, look at, like how, I don't know, it looks kind of cracked.
Here,
like
this
marble.
Is what I'm going to do. We're going to we're gonna go to the camera over my shoulder real quick. I'm going to do zoom in.
Oh,
right? Thank you, girl. And look how this is, like, on the inside just to, like, kind of protect.
Can I just say the one thing that always makes her products stand out is this image itself. The
it's
eyes.
Beautiful.
Her lashes,
Her lashes. It's just, that's what makes everything
Can
stand
I say
out.
Fun fact? This was a selfie. This was a selfie that she took, I think, in her room, and then it turned out to be the packaging for her lashes.
How cool.
And boom. Power of selfies, power of social media. No more words. Okay, and at my highlighter, I used the 3D highlighter palette right here. To be specific, I used a Capri. Gorgeous. I used, oh my god, oh my god.
No!
You guys, this is really bad.
Cut. That just hurt me because it's happened to me.
I'm gonna put this back because it happened before.
Okay. That's okay, girl.
Can you just slide it down?
Ooh. Pro tip. Here's a learning moment.
Tell me.
Crush that up. Okay. Use some rubbing alcohol, right? So press it back down. You let it evaporate. See, it'll go back.
Rubbing alcohol? Mm-hmm. How much did you put? Just a, like a
just
little.
A little bit.
This is why we have a makeup artist.
Or before you. Oh, well. Okay. So if you have a palette, a foundation, and it starts getting those hard spots on top of it, that's oil from your skin. So you either need to be washing your brush more frequently, girl.
See,
or like, your sponge needs to be changed. So how you can get rid of that is you take that little scotch tape, you put the scotch tape on top of the powder, and then you lift it up and it picks up the oil. So you have to do that a few different times.
I did not know that.
How you can salvage your compound.
That is so interesting.
Because I'm not wasting any of
this
gold.
No. It's such a pretty color.
And then on my lips, I have the Liquid Matte Heartbreaker.
That's cute.
Which smells so damn good.
Also, it smells really good.
And I will touch up right now.
Huda, you are getting free product placement
right now.
This is I just want you to know.
Yeah. Send me product.
No, this is all you need in your life right
and
now.
And her nudes are awesome too. She has beautiful. Very cool nudes. But the packaging, you guys, packaging sells like every day.
Absolutely.
1,000%. It's very interesting. Going back to her eyeliner, she was giving this as the pro tip, right? She's like, how to put on eyeliner. She's like, go with your good side, but don't pull. And I have always pulled and put on my eyeliner, and I was like, oh my god, that is something I should not be doing.
No. Oh, I like, always pull. And she always says, like, as a joke, but it's true, don't breathe. Just kind of be very, very, like, mobile and, like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
And in her YouTube tutorial, she says, you know, play some classical music and just breathe. Like, but you guys, the major difference from eyeliner, it lifts your eye.
It does
so
for
much
sure.
stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. So jumping back into the episode, you know, she's in LA for 14 days. Her style, immaculate. The way she shows up
gorgeous.
To the airport, they're all like highlighter mode.
I love it.
Question is, does Dom and Mona make it to LA?
Bum, bum, bum.
What do we think about that situation?
Okay, first of all, what's going on with your passport, girl? Because the first thing I thought is like something illegal.
Yeah, I have no idea what's
that?
Going on.
I
know.
I feel like you all got lost up in the air. I'm like, where is the passport?
Probably it's kind
of. We went searching for
maybe
it.
Maybe it's like a weird visa issue.
Yeah.
Or like.
They
you
weren't
know,
specific.
International travels. But we won't know, obviously.
You know reality TV, right? Like, that'll leave you like, oh my god, she smuggled something. And then you come back and it's like, oh, she forgot to like date a piece of paper. Or something like little minute. We're going to come
back
and be like, oh.
And I think Huda was worried. I think she really wanted Mona to come on
this trip.
Mm-hmm. And then, but also, Dom is like, you have to respect my career too.
Yes,
you
very
know,
important.
So that's also that.
That's
well.
An interesting topic. Do you feel? Do we feel like she's going to be the type to respect his career, give him his space? Because she seems, they seem very much in love. And I know in the very beginning, you're very much into each other,
drinking tea,
making time for one another. Is this something that's going to get better? Do you think?
I think she's just excited. Mm. I mean, for the first time, she gets to have this, like, really serious relationship. Yeah. And I don't know about y'all, but if you find a man and you're proud and you're cute, like, you're cute, he's cute, you want to, like, show him to the world. You want everyone to get to know him, especially your family, because they're so important. Mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah, we're going to bring him on this trip. But she should have, like he said, verified with her family first that it was okay for him to come. Because how dare, like, he rearranged all these things for his career.
Yeah.
And now he can't go for part of it. And none of that would have happened if she should have just stepped up to the plate and asked. I think she was just a little scared.
I think so, too. But it was definitely a cliffhanger that we're going to get to see for episode 3 that launches tomorrow, right? And then from there, we're taking over on Thursday and we're chatting about that. Let's jump right now into our special segment.
Yeah.
We're going to chat a Huda pro tip.
Yeah.
Now, the first Huda pro tip is how to get symmetric eyebrows.
Yes.
Do you guys have a tip that she gave that she talked about?
Mm-hmm. I do. Use a flat mirror. She's like, always have your, mirror be extra flat. She's like, we're not in a day and age where eyebrows have to be
sisters
or
the old saying is they're sisters, not twins. So as an artist, when I would work with other people, you would always tell them that because you didn't want them to feel bad that one didn't match. Or you get some people that are super picky and they're like, they're not exact, but it's someone who like legit has it's not even.
It's uneven.
Yeah. But you can work with it.
Yeah, but that's what they say about boobs, too.
they sure do. They're both very different from one another.
Unless you have implants. But again, then, they're still different. It's your anatomy.
Right.
Yeah. But, and for me, it's like, wow, so we are in an age where they can be sisters, right? They don't have to be... twins.
I mean, well, at the same time, look, cheat. Girlfriend, let's be real. You got some Botox, so if one eyebrow is like this in real life, you can kind of get the other one.
Mine is different, right? Be honest. Not bad. I love
it. No, not bad. But like naturally, this eyebrow is higher than this one, and that's just your face
asymmetry. Okay.
This is higher.
A little
Do
bit.
Do I need to Botox
that,
this?
No, so girl, you are beautiful the way you are. Stop that. We are so...
Luisa just wants any excuse to get some Botox.
Right.
I don't blame her, so do I.
You've been wanting it for a while.
Nurse Jamie!
Yes, I need some fillers up in here to get these cheeks popping. Y'all are hilarious. Yeah. We see, we talk on things beauty here. You want to take it away with our top three of tonight, Luisa?
I do, of course. So our top three today is... our top three beauty icons in the world. And, there's so many amazing beauty icons. But we did narrow it down to three. So number one is the amazing Elizabeth Taylor. Gosh. How can she not be? She has the timeless beauty. She is an all-around glam star.
Yeah.
She's
an icon.
She's an icon. And she's one of the first people to advocate for AIDS by wearing her red ribbon.
Right.
Starting off very young when she decided to advocate for that.
Elizabeth Arden.
Absolutely.
That's all red.
Mm-hmm. And she's just someone that I look up to. And she has an awesome quote that I want to share. She always says, and this one's so common, but it's so true. It says, pour yourself a drink, put on some lipstick, and pull yourself together.
Amen.
How many times have we been through that where it's like, Luisa, you put on that lipstick and you go handle
it. Get your life together.
Right?
Yeah.
And real quick, so I don't have a lot of time, but Tyra Banks is number... Oh, okay. Audrey Hepburn's number two. She's the one who is so elegant, so simple. Yeah. And she always says, when you want to be festive, bring it back a notch. Be simple.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Clean. Mm-hmm.
The staple of having your little black dress.
Yeah.
Owning it. She always says, play with menswear. Don't be scared of menswear.
Love it.
The blazers and all of that. And her amazing quote is, elegance is the true beauty that never fades.
Amen.
Absolutely. And number three, Tyra Banks. Oh my gosh. So when I hear about Tyra Banks, I think about, especially my generation, our generation, America's Next Top Model, and the Tyra Banks show.
Yeah.
She made, sure that the whole world knows everyone's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what color, what size, what gender you are, you own it, be beautiful. She's so authentic. One of the first models for Victoria's Secret. Yeah. And her quote is, self-love has very little to do with how you feel about your outer self. It's about accepting all of yourself. Oh, so I have to throw this in there. I love the confidence that makeup gives me.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, don't save bold lashes and red lips for the nighttime. Do it in the day.
Yes!
We love you, Tyra!
Yes. I learned some of my best beauty tips from watching the Tyra Banks
show.
Did you? Yes.
Nice.
Every little thing, every time I put on my mascara, I'm just like, oh, she says not to do this.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, I still Tyra, do that. Don't. Like, all that air that goes into
your
bacteria. Yeah,
dry mascara.
Oh, yeah. So thank you, Tyra. And thank you, Luisa, for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
We're going to jump into Alicona with some news and gossip.
News and gossip. That's right, fancy music.
You get that, girl,
right?
You get it.
So I want to talk a little bit about Huda's image, and I know she's very open about the fact that she gets plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And she I don't know. Maybe you've caught all of season one. Maybe you haven't. But there was an interview that she did earlier this year, and she talks about where her insecurities derive from, and that's actually how she got into makeup and why she's so passionate about it.
Wow.
But her living in Tennessee growing up and being, she's Irani, right?
Yeah. From Iraqi.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me.
My Middle Eastern sisters.
Sorry. Her sister. But obviously, when you're in Tennessee, I mean, I grew up in North Carolina. There wasn't a lot of people who looked like me, and I'm only half. When you don't look like somebody else and you're surrounded by kids are mean and they make fun of you. And she said they would make fun of her for being hairy or like her complexion or just all these awful things that stick with you when you become an adult. Yeah. And so she chooses to alter herself a little bit, and that's okay. So there's some pictures, if you look at News and Gossip, that talk a little bit about that. And then there is actually an image. And I mean, kudos to her for owning
talking
it.
About it.
Right. Yeah, because there's so many celebrities that deny it, and you can look at them, and it's blatant that they've had work done.
Yeah.
So if we could pull up that next picture, that is a before and after.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. And the thing is to me, she was beautiful before.
And gorgeous.
Oh,
both
my
ways.
God. She looks like two different people.
So different.
Wow. Does she wear contacts?
Yeah, she's got bluish green contacts.
Yep.
But isn't it? I mean, she's gorgeous regardless, but it's just interesting to think about the psychology of how much it affects somebody. And I can relate to that because when I was younger, like I said, I didn't look like anybody, but I also had a lot of acne. And that's how I got into makeup, because I was trying to make people look at me in the eyes and not at my pimples.
Oh my God, that's
so
awful.
I learned how to do pretty eye makeup. But at the end of the day, I am grateful for that, because it became a gift and a talent. And as an adult, I could use it as a career. And that's the same thing for her. She built an entire empire based on technically a core of pain, but now having the desire to have no one feel the way she felt when she was a little girl.
Wow. That's powerful. That's thank amazing. You for sharing
yeah,
that.
Thank yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
It is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that and providing us with that news and
of
gossip, because it is some gossip.
Yeah. Just really quick, though, last image is, no one's seen it, that is what the eyeliner looks
yay.
Like. So, anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
September 12th is launching. But I do wanted to add, we have one member in our chat.
Yay!
And I want to give you a shout out. 90 Day Fiancé Fanatic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love 90 Day Fiancé.
That's her or his username. And these are the few comments. So, I love lashes, but struggle to do them, girl. It's not overnight. And then she said mascara. That's probably to your question.
Yeah.
And then my sister used to watch her YouTube before she came out with her beauty product. I haven't seen it, but I can't wait to see it. I love Muda and Huda. Mona and Huda. Thank you for joining
us. That's amazing.
Can I give you quick tips really quick?
Yes.
With lashes? Okay, so I put on all my makeup first. Eyeliner, mascara, like done. Lashes are the last thing. Measure them. Cut them. Make sure you cut them, because a lot of people don't.
I don't cut mine.
You want to cut them, especially if it is a winged lash, because if you fit it exactly to here and here, then the wing makes you have a droopy eye. So you want it cut a little bit shorter than your eye. So then by the time you put it on, it still creates the nice lift.
Ooh.
Oh,
and so
God.
You put your little duo on your strip, right?
Duo. Mm-hmm.
Wave it around, okay? Like it's a party. You want to get it tacky. If you put the glue on and start sticking your lash, it's going to stick and then start going,
yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. And that's when you start doing the blinky stuff and
you get frustrated.
It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it real nice, tacky. One end, you grab it and do it with your eyes open. That is the best tip I can give you. Because when you have one eye open and one eye shut, the eye that's trying to focus causes this eye to flutter, and you're trying to like stick to a moving target. So if you keep both eyes open and you do one of these, and if I have boogers, I'm sorry. But if you do one of these, right, your eye is open and flat, and you can literally just lay it on top and stick it. And
amazing.
Because it's tacky, boom.
You amazing. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
you
are dropping gems.
That's how it's going to be all season long. We're all going to be dropping gems, sharing our favorite moments of the episode.
Incredible.
Before we say our goodbyes, Ali Kota, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes. Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at yours truly Ali Kona with little underscores in between it. Twitter, yours truly Ali Kona, but really I'm on Instagram. Just find me on Instagram, okay? We'll talk.
Go on her DM. You guys, I don't want to leave. This has been so much fun, but we're going to be back on Thursday at 7 p.m. So follow me on Instagram at Louisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian.
Yes, thank you, ladies. My name is Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. Thank you guys so much for joining. We will see you here on Thursday.
Bye.
Oh,
our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.